Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, and the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. And now Dimitri, live and dangerously local, is also the force multiplier of truth. Speaking of truth, Thomas Massey is a congressman from Kentucky. He is one of the really, really, really good guys. He has voted with Trump about 90% of the time. But he's also broken with him regarding the war in Iran and the Epstein files and other stuff that you and I care about. Tom Massey's a really good guy. And I was talking earlier about Israel being the problem, which she's not. She's simply taking advantage of the rules as the rules are written, because Israel is about Israel, which is fine. The United States should be about the United States. It's not, but it should be, and that's fine too. So Thomas Massey is not someone who can be manipulated by the representatives of Israel. It's called AIPAC. It's an American organization that some people think essentially is lobbying for Israel. Be that as it may, the bottom line is this: it's all perfectly legal. If it weren't, everybody and their brother would be suing them. So it's perfectly legal. So Thomas Massey is the enemy of President Trump because Thomas Massey says we should not go to war over Israel's concerns. We should not be fighting Israel's wars. We should not have any deaths because of Israel's wars. One of those seven is, by the way, from Kentucky. And so what the deep state is doing, and Israel and the establishment Republicans, they're trying to have Thomas Massey lose his seat in Congress. There's a primary coming up in Kentucky, and they are running this guy who has a tremendous resume and is, of course, all in regarding supporting Israel and the rhinos. And they're spending literally millions of dollars trying to convince the voters in Thomas Massey's district that Thomas Massey's a bad guy, and this AIPAC candidate, this rhino candidate, is a good guy. And so this is Thomas Massey talking about this tough election that he is having to deal with in the Republican primary.
I'm in trouble because I have exposed a global pedophile ring that involved heads of state, the prime minister of former prime minister of Israel and defense minister at the time of Israel, was one of Jeffrey Epstein's best friends. You had Prince Andrew, who's been stripped of his titles because of his associations with Andrew, former prime minister of Norway, the CEO of the World Bank. I've had to resign. I've ticked off a few people,
indeed,
with a lot of money, and they're spending it against me. Now, not necessarily the people spending the money against me are guilty of being part of this pedophilia ring, but they were friends with Epstein, they associated with him, and their friends did too, and it's the Epstein class that I've ticked off. And here they've encountered a congressman that can't be bought, who, not only that, he's fighting back and exposing the way they've been working for 20 or 30 years. They want to take me out for that, and they want to take me out for basically being against this war, or even just trying to get Congress to debate this war so that our soldiers know what they're fighting for. And so the bad news is they've spent already $5 million against me in a Republican primary. And I'm being outspent about 2-1. I can win this race if I'm outspent 2-1. When you got the truth on your side, you've got the high ground. So I've got the high ground. They're shooting up at me. But I can't do it without gas in the tank. People could give money at thomasmassey.com. I forced the debate during COVID. I forced the debate on the Iran issue. I forced a debate and a vote and got a bill passed to expose this global pedophile ring. So anybody that can help me with that, we are ahead, and they're chipping away at us, but there's 74 days until my primary, and I think we're going to win, but we got to keep putting gas in the tank.
Thomas Massey, one of the really, really good guys. Excuse me one second here. Thank you for that. So this is what happens. And again, it's very easy to blame Israel and say, well, Israel's behind all this. And I'm sure there's a lot of truth to that. But also understand that the politicians have set up the system this way so that they can be bought. And Israel and the all the other special interests, the deep state and all that, they're doing everything they can within the rules to destroy this man's political career because he had the nerve to stand up to them. Thomas Massey. Know that name. Congressman from Kentucky. He is honest. He is straightforward. He is one of the Ron Paul people. Kentucky also has a great senator in Rand Paul. We really lucked out with Kentucky. Of course, we also have some of the worst with Mitch McConnell. So it works both ways. It does work both ways. All right, so we're going to have to say goodbye to our friends on Rumble because we've got the Dimitri Graffiti coming up here in just a bit. Please share this everywhere on Rumble, and please download the Rumble app and then click Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. And Vassilaris rhymes with Assilaris, but you add a V. And we'll do it again on Monday. So we'll end this. Go. Okay, Dimitri Graffiti is coming up now. We are clearing the lines. We want to make sure that everything is available for you. Okay, so everything's good to go. Make sure you you pot down. You know, lower the volume on the radio in the background before you call in to avoid any sort of feedback. But whatever you want to say or do within the rules of engagement, do it now.
Are you ready for the Jambo Redneck Run?
Rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti. Do not have your radio on in the background when you call 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not, under any circumstances, try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant.
That ass whistle! You gotta get out of that
way! Dimitri Graffiti.
Ooh, yeah, too many of you, my dingy. That was Trevor earlier today, so anybody listening here, I kind of missed yesterday. I was doing a little bit, but I couldn't do this. Yeah, I missed your name twice, but yeah. Anyway, it's too much for you, my dingy.
Dimitri Graffiti.
There's no way that you could come from my loins. As soon as I get home, the first thing I'm going to do is punch you.
Rules of engagement for Dimitri Graffiti. You do not have your radio on when you call. 740-325-1490. When your call is answered, do not wait to be asked your name, where you're calling from, or what you want to talk about. Do not slander. Do not libel. Do not curse. Do not target station clients. Do not violate federal, state, or local laws. And above all else, do not under any circumstances try to interact with the host. Dimitri Graffiti, 740-325-1490. Dimitri Graffiti, ADA compliant. Dimitri Graffiti.
Hello. I'm a combat engineer and I'm out of a job. Okay.
Dimitri Graffiti.
Hello. Hello, this is Susan. Hello? Hello?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Hello, this is Susan.
Side, buckle up. Longwell is coming for your property.
Sir, you're under arrest for inciting a riot, disorderly conduct, vandalism, public intoxication, violation of fire code, failure to obey a lawful command, and resisting arrest. You understand what I just charged you with?
Hell yeah.
The perks of being a wallflower showing at the Weird In Plaza Theater tomorrow night.